It was a very emotional, very intense FDA advisory panel meeting. And at the end, the panel voted unanimously to withdraw the approval of the world's top-selling cancer drug called Avastin, a withdrawal only for women who have advanced breast cancer. The panel heard from patients who say that Avastin has been a miracle drug for them, and from cancer advocates who say adverse side effects in other users. There have been adverse side effects in other users, but the panel concluded that the research shows the drug fails to significantly extend patient lives or their quality of life. It's a very expensive drug. It costs about $88,000 a year. It's still available at this point to treat other kinds of cancer and remains on the market for now. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg is going to make the final call on what happens to Avastin. But what happens to the patients who are using it? Joining us now, one of those patients, Harilyn Broom from Oakland, California. Harilyn, you've been using the drug for 8 years. You testified. Were you one of the patients saying that Avastin is a miracle drug?
Yes, I don't know at the time if I referred to it as such. I can't remember exactly what my wording was, but it is a miracle drug for me because I was taken off chemo after two rounds of chemo, two different types, and the tumors were growing and not shrinking, and they removed it from chemo entirely because it wasn't working. So naturally, when I was offered a chance to go into the clinical trial, and you were told the risk and as well as the benefits, so you make your decision, and that's what I think it should be.
So you were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2001, and as you say, you were invited to...
October 2000.
Okay, and you were invited to take part in the clinical trials for this brand-new drug, Avastin.
Well, it's because the chemo didn't work. I was on chemo, and they canceled the mastectomy when they found it had metastasized to my lungs, and I had 11 tumors on my lungs.
Right.
So then that's when I was offered the option. I had a choice of going into the clinical trial, which had only been tried laboratories and animals.
And what happened?
After a short period of time, it might have been just maybe 6-7 weeks, they noticed a drastic change. It was noticed, in fact, it was noticed immediately. The results were positive and immediate. And within a few weeks, all of my tumors were shrinking, and some had gone away.
Well, I want to read you a comment that was made by one of the panelists on that FDA advisory panel. This is from Brent Logan. He says, drug approvals based on progression-free survival take us down a slippery slope. It's difficult to pinpoint an exact number in progression-free survival that outweighs the risk of the drug. Did you see adverse side effects from using Avastin?
No more than anything else. From using Avastin, it's no more than anything else. And the fear from looking at these commercials on television, advertising things, and show people skipping through the forest, and next thing they almost have their tombstone on, telling you what all they could do. It's amazing how they're making this issue over Avastin, and the side effects, some of them are not even worse than some of the things the other medications that are out there. So, it's a matter of choice. I think it should be a choice between the patient and the doctor. And if I chose this, it wasn't forced on me. And I don't understand how they can come up with this. Statistics are one thing. Statistically, I'm not supposed to be here as of like 5 years ago, but I'm here. So statistics, what they're talking about, is not, I don't know how they can take the medication away when I'm standing there. It's all of us standing there, young people, these women with young children, and they're crying. I mean, because they're not having these side effects. It doesn't affect everybody the same, so therefore they shouldn't take it away from everybody.
Well, Harilyn Broom, and we are glad you're here, that's for sure. Is it possible that the drug, and you were in a clinical trial, worked well for you, but maybe can't be generally prescribed to everyone, that you had a good outcome, but statistically it doesn't translate to everybody? And can't your doctor prescribe Avastin to you off-label still?
I have no idea. I'll tell you like this. I really don't process any more information than I need, and that's why I think I'm doing so well. I'm very positive, and I don't go into the details, but I bet my daughter-in-law can tell you everything you need to know about it. But I don't know. I don't know this about what they can prescribe. And all I know is when I got into this clinical trial, the Tarceva, the tablet, once a day, along with infusion of Avastin every 3 weeks since July 23rd, 2003. And by the way, I still go every 3 weeks. And when I go, it's like I'm going to get a manicure and pedicure. I'm off on a trip. I have two albums here with about totaling 600 photos from all over the world. I mean, not I won't say all over the world. I'll say Europe and, you know, lots of places that I've been, Japan, lots of places. So, and I went to the Winter Olympics, and I go by myself a lot. I travel by myself a lot, and I meet up with tour groups. And I just can't really say that, you know, he worked on me. It's not just me. It's like 21,000 women that they're, I say they're given a death sentence because they're taking their medicine away. And if they don't approve it, if the FDA doesn't approve it, then insurances are not going to pay for it, the way I understand it. And that's just like a death sentence. And
because you can't afford the nearly $90,000 a year that it costs to pay for Avastin.
Well, no, but and I'm in a clinical trial too, so my case may be a different story. I'm not sure yet. I definitely want to come to this because it's at my own expense. I'm not working for anybody. I came in because I'm an inspiration to people who haven't been on for a year or two, and they see me and they see what good quality of life I have, and how well I'm doing, and I'm 74 years old. It's an inspiration. And I meet so many people that have been inspired. I don't know if you even have time for me to tell you a story.
Well, we only have about a minute left. Harolyn Broom from Oakland, California, who's been using Avastin for a number of years to treat her breast cancer. What would you do, Harolyn, in order to keep using Avastin? Would you be willing to move to another country? What would you do?
I haven't even thought about that yet. I don't want to go too far ahead with that. I'm going to stay right here and fight this thing. And hopefully in groups and numbers, we can get them to realize they've made a terrible mistake. I'm just telling someone, okay, no, you can't do it. It's like we're not even in the United States. I don't understand how this can be allowed because you have choices. And people make choices. And if they choose to use it, it works. What they're saying is not true. There's over 21,000 people and that's dealing with this.
You're talking about making the choice between the side effects of the drug and treating the cancer. That's Harolyn Broom, 74-year-old breast cancer patient, been a user of Avastin for a number of years. Incurable, but at this point, as she says, traveling all over Europe enjoying the life she says Avastin has given her. Thanks so much, Harolyn.